I've been waiting half my life just to be the one to take you home tonight. We can make it if we try.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we are talking about the perennial question to rent or to buy a home.
Right. So if you're young, this may not be the biggest question for you now, but it will be.
It will be. Exactly. Yes. So today we have a dialogue between Julie and Dan. And through Julie and Dan's experiences, we are going to talk about the pros and the cons of renting and buying.
Right. All right. So why don't we dive into the dialogue.
All right.
Dan, how was your weekend?
Hey, Julie. I spent the entire weekend moving.
Oh, you moved to a new place? Congratulations.
Well, it's not exactly an upgrade. My landlord raised the rent on me. I kind of had to move.
I hate it when that happens. I once had a landlord who was selling his place mid-contract. I was left scrambling to find a new place with very short notice.
Don't you own your place?
Yes and no. My husband and I bought it a few years ago, but the bank owns it. We have to pay it off for the next 20 years.
Jeez. Sometimes I wonder if owning your own home is worth it. Most people can't afford to pay up front, so they're stuck with a huge mortgage.
I know, especially given how real estate prices have skyrocketed in the past few years. If we hadn't bought our place back then, I don't think we could afford anything now.
That's right. If you don't get into the market early, you are priced out. I never should have listened to those who said the bubble was going to burst and prices were going to go down.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Dan and Julie. Dan spent his whole weekend moving to a new place.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. Now, I don't know. I really like moving, and I just moved recently as well.
You like moving?
It's exciting. It's like going. It's like traveling. You're going to a new place. And also interesting, the word place here. I just said going to a place, like traveling.
Right.
But he just moved to a new place.
Yeah, he's not having fun here, Connor. He's moving to a new home or house or
right.
Condo.
Yeah, so interesting. Place is a generic, kind of a general term here that we use for apartment or house.
Right.
Or home.
Or home, right?
Yeah.
So if you go to visit someone at their home, you can say, oh, wow, the place looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love what you've done with the place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can say house, but in that kind of situation, oh, I love what you've done with the house.
Mm.
That would be like something on the outside.
Yeah. Maybe you built like a new part of the house.
Yeah.
So place is just that great word that can just mean anywhere.
For sure. Yeah. So Dan moved to a new place, but he says it's not really an upgrade.
Well, that's so I could understand Connor's point if when you're always moving, to a better place.
Right.
That would be nice.
Yeah. And that's what he's saying here. It wasn't better. And upgrade means, you're going for something better, like a new version, a better version, bigger, better.
Right, right. And in fact, we did have a question not too long ago about the difference between upgrade and update.
Right, because they're kind of the same thing, the same idea.
Make it newer or better in some way.
Exactly. I think of like upgrade is for bigger changes. Or update, like if you have some software, like a game or an app, you can update it like frequently and just small little changes.
Right.
But upgrade is like getting a new phone or something.
Yeah, I mean, usually on the phone, it's always going to say, like, would you like to install your updates?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Would you like to update the software?
Right, right.
But yeah, upgrading is you're going to the store and you're buying an entirely new phone.
Right, and if you update your home, that could be just little changes here. You're going to paint a wall, maybe.
Yeah, like my grandparents' old home, like, it could have been updated. Like,
yeah.
It was probably painted in the 70s.
Yeah, for sure. Upgrade is like a new house kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, and the reason that he had to move in this case was, well, not such a positive one, right?
Right. It sounds like the landlord raised the rent on him.
Yeah, raise. So raise, increase, go up. And the rent.
The rent. This is the money you pay every month for the privilege of staying in the landlord's place.
Exactly. And notice here, we don't say like rent money. You can say that, but rent by itself just means the money that you pay. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So how much do you pay in rent? How much is your rent?
Oh, I got to pay my rent. I almost forgot.
I always forget. Always forget to pay the rent. Now, one thing that's interesting about this phrase is we could just say the landlord raised the rent.
Yeah, yeah,
right? That would be fine.
That's fine.
But the way we hear it today is the landlord raised the rent on me.
Right. So this preposition, and this is going to be our grammar point for today, using this preposition on and a pronoun me or you, it's kind of like when you're playing a trick or kind of a, could be even a joke, right?
It could be a joke. The whole point is that you are the victim of that trick or that joke or in this case, the, you know, raising of the rent.
Right. Yeah. Dan didn't know about it. The landlord didn't try to negotiate or something of rent. He just did it and told Dan, and that's it.
Right. So again, he's sort of the victim in that situation.
Yeah.
Because he has to pay more money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The landlord, the big fat landlord, he gets a, you know, some extra rent money. But poor Dan here has to, you know, he has to suffer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other example I can think of too. It's not a happy one.
No.
But being a victim is not usually very happy.
Right.
Cheat on someone.
Yes, that's why we use this preposition on. He cheated on me.
Right. Mm. You could just cheat someone.
Exactly.
But that generally means like you cheat someone out of money.
Right, yeah.
But if you cheat on someone, it means that you're not being very faithful in that relationship.
For sure,
maybe you have a girlfriend. Maybe you have a boyfriend, but you're already married.
Yes, yes, that would not be a happy example for sure. So Julie here, she's like, oh, I hate when that happens. She's kind of, she feels his pain.
Well, because she's experienced the same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. She once had a landlord who sold his place mid-contract.
Okay, so contract is a contract.
Yeah.
In fact, we usually say the word lease.
Yeah,
For renting, right? Contract is usually for jobs, maybe for business deals.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be lease, right?
For mid-lease. Sure, yeah. So you do sign a contract, though, and that's why she can use it here, and it's okay. And mid here, what does that mean?
Mid means in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle. Yeah, so I'm not finished. We signed a contract, and suddenly the landlord's saying, get out.
Yeah, exactly. And so that feeling of, like, you have to get out right now, and you're very unstable, and what do you do? I have to move my drawer, but it's too big, and I have to do this.
Yeah.
You would be scrambling.
For sure, yeah. It's like you're moving quickly. You don't really know if where you're going. You're just trying to find some safety, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, people scrambling up a mountain.
Mm.
Yeah, it's difficult. Or I think of something, you know, even in like the financial area, Bitcoin these days has become so successful that people are scrambling to buy it.
They're scrambling to buy it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they are.
Adam laughs.
Not all of us are scrambling.
Right. And this can happen often if somebody gives you short notice.
Yes, short notice. So notice, of course, notify,
right,
tell somebody.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And short, like short time.
Yeah. So, you know, Connor, I need you to do this tomorrow.
Right. That's kind of short notice.
Kind of short notice.
If it's a lot of work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I will be scrambling to finish it.
So what about long notice?
Right. We don't actually say long notice, but you can say lots of notice.
Lots of notice. Mm-hmm. Enough notice.
Enough notice. Yeah. Right. So here in Canada, if you quit your job, you have to give 2 weeks notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that should be enough time for the boss to find the new guy.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, I like to give a little more notice.
Oh, that's very considerate.
Yeah. Because I feel bad. I don't want the boss to be scrambling.
Yeah. Really. Really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Dan asks Julie here, don't you own your own place?
Yeah. Because why are you so worried about all this rental stuff?
Right.
Don't you own your own place?
And she says yes and no, which is just like saying,
kind of.
A little bit. Yeah. Right.
I mean, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. But she's saying, no, I don't, because the bank owns it.
Yeah. She couldn't afford it. So the bank bought it for her and now she has to pay it off and she has to pay that money to the bank.
Okay. So I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit. The word here is mortgage.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
We hear that later on in the dialogue. The bank owns the home, but you have a lot of rights, right? It's your home.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about pay it off, like pay off versus pay for something. Mm-hmm. It's usually something really big like that, like a loan.
Yeah,
you have to pay off a loan, meaning like kind of clear or clean that balance off.
Right, and it takes a long time, usually for a debt.
Yeah, it's always for debt. You pay off your debts, you pay off your mortgage, you pay off your loans, you pay off anything you borrowed.
If you can pay for everything at the beginning, then that's not really paying off.
You're
paying it all right now.
You're buying it. And we're going to hear some words more related to that in a second. There is another word here that I do say quite a bit, it's kind of a cute little funny word, which is jeez.
Yeah, jeez. So it's a slang. It's originally from Jesus.
Jesus. But, you know, some people, they really don't like it when you say the word Jesus.
Yeah, because it's religious.
Mm, exactly. So you can just say, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. It's small. It's for negative things usually.
Yeah, because, you know, it sounds like Dan heard some bad news here. Mm-hmm. Or it's not bad news, but something kind of negative. Oh, geez, that's too bad.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So Dan says, geez, it's a little negative. And, you know, the reason is because he was wondering if, you know, paying off something for 20 years is worth it.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
All that money, all that interest. Mm-hmm. Right? You're paying a lot of interest to
And taxes.
And taxes. So, like, is what you are going to get out of this more than what you are going to put in?
Right.
Basically the question.
For sure, yeah. And most people can't afford to pay up front.
Well, that's why mortgages exist, right?
Right. That's why you have to pay off something.
Right. So you could pay something up front, which basically means you just pay the entire amount now.
Yeah, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Right. And it's yours. It's all yours. So if you're rich, this is great because you can avoid a lot of pain in having a mortgage.
Right.
But most people can't do that.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, for example, I like to buy my phone up front, but this time I'm trying to save some money for now, which is ironic because I'm actually paying more money in the end.
Yeah.
But you can buy a phone up front. You can buy a car up front.
Yes, absolutely.
Are there things you can do up front?
Well, it's usually about buying things, right? Mm-hmm. Anything up front, payments, something like that. But there's another phrase we use, which is be up front.
Yeah, and that's nothing to do with buying. That's about like a personality.
A personality thing. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and very direct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like in a relationship, you should be upfront about things.
Yeah, don't beat around the bush.
Ooh, yeah. And so because people can't afford to pay up front, they're stuck in these mortgages.
Yes. So stuck, we've heard quite a bit.
Yep, we have.
I think because, you know, life is just, it's just all about getting stuck.
Yeah.
And trying to get unstuck. And then getting stuck again.
Yeah, you're getting in these difficult situations you can't get out of, you can't solve. And, you know, a lot of people get stuck in bad decisions. They can't get out.
Right. But in this case, we're stuck with something.
Right.
And when you're stuck with something, it means you can't get rid of it.
Right. Like if you're stuck with a nagging girlfriend.
Stuck with her.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it. You're stuck with, it could be an injury even. You're stuck with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you hurt your shoulder, you know, like years and years ago, but just that injury has stuck with you for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, in the past couple of years, it probably hasn't mattered if you've had even a big mortgage, a small mortgage, because real estate prices have skyrocketed.
Right. They skyrocket. They, like a rocket going into the sky, they go up pretty fast.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, we always use this with prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly,
the price of milk has skyrocketed.
Yeah. Not to bring up Bitcoin again, but that price also skyrocketed.
It did. Yeah, it sure did.
Right. That's why it's good to actually get into a mortgage, because that price might skyrocket and you own that house.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
If you can manage that mortgage.
But of course, the big problem is, you know, maybe the market's going to go up. Maybe it's going to go down. You never know when you should get into the market.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that's why people always say, if you don't get into the market early, you're priced out.
You're priced out.
Yeah. So get in. You could say buy in. But usually, like, especially for the housing market.
Yes.
Got to get into the market.
Get into the market. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, priced out,
Yeah, it's when it's too expensive that you're stuck outside the market. You can't buy into the market.
Yes, exactly. And oftentimes these markets are the cities that, you know, the houses, the places are in.
For sure.
I'm from Toronto, but I can't buy a house in Toronto.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I'm priced out of Toronto.
Right, and I can't buy a house in Vancouver. So, you know, lots of people are priced out of Vancouver because it's too expensive to live here.
So Connor and I are going to move to a place called Saskatoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving to a mountain. I don't know about you.
Now, Connor has mentioned Bitcoin a few times in this lesson.
Only a few.
A few times. It could also be real estate or the stock market or anything. When people keep buying and keep buying and the price keeps going up and up and up and up and up, we say that we are in a bubble.
Yeah, a bubble. So when it's it usually temporary, it doesn't last a long time, a time of success.
Right.
And usually like, you know, economic or financial success.
Yes. Yeah. The price keeps going up. Buy. I got to buy. If I don't buy now, I'm going to miss out.
Yeah. And hopefully it doesn't come to a failure. It doesn't pop the bubble or burst the bubble.
But it always does. Right?
Yeah,
always does.
Right.
So that is the phrase we tend to use, burst the bubble. The bubble bursts.
Yeah. It's right. Breaks open.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the price goes down. And that sounds really terrible.
Right.
But then there's all sorts of new people looking to get into the market now have an opportunity to get into the market.
Right. So it goes right back up again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an interesting expression here that we can use with bubble and burst.
That's right. I hate to burst your bubble, but something.
Yes. So if you're really excited about something.
Yeah.
So if I'm really excited about buying some shoes or something. They look so nice. And then Adam secretly knows the price of these shoes, which is really expensive.
Yeah, I hate to burst your bubble, man, but those shoes are like 3 months' salary.
Ooh, yeah, okay, maybe I can't buy them. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, too, this will be the last time we mention Bitcoin today. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
Is a lot of people wish that they would have got into that market much earlier, but they didn't.
Right. So it's like you feel this kind of regret.
You feel this huge regret. Why didn't I do that? I should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I could have borrowed that money, I would have done this.
Mm-hmm. And that's their last expression here. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yes. And in fact, I've heard this said a million different ways.
Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, well, I guess 9 different ways.
Yeah. In fact, preparing it, I said it the wrong way.
I personally always say, oh, yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. but everybody would say it differently.
Yeah.
It just expresses that, like, even though you have that regret, there's nothing you can do about it now.
Right. You can't look into the future and know exactly how the market's going to change.
Right.
So don't worry about your regret. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we probably should listen to that dialogue again.
We should.
Dan, how was your weekend?
Hey, Julie. I spent the entire weekend moving.
Oh, you moved to a new place? Congratulations.
Well, it's not exactly an upgrade. My landlord raised the rent on me. I kind of had to move.
I hate it when that happens. I once had a landlord who was selling his place mid-contract. I was left scrambling to find a new place with very short notice.
Don't you own your place?
Yes and no. My husband and I bought it a few years ago, but the bank owns it. We have to pay it off for the next 20 years.
Jeez. Sometimes I wonder if owning your own home is worth it. Most people can't afford to pay up front, so they're stuck with a huge mortgage.
I know, especially given how real estate prices have skyrocketed in the past few years. If we hadn't bought our place back then, I don't think we could afford anything now.
That's right. If you don't get into the market early, you are priced out. I never should have listened to those who said the bubble was going to burst and prices were going to go down.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Okay, Mr. Connor. You've been renting?
Yeah, I'm a renter.
I am also a renter. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us are.
Yeah.
Are you looking to buy? Are you looking to get into the real estate market?
Well, you know what? Right now, I'd love to get into that, but I'm waiting for that bubble to burst.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right now, I'm priced out of that market.
Yeah, it sucks because, you know, you got to live somewhere.
Right, right.
Right? And I mean, a lot of people, they buy up real estate because they just think the price is going to go up.
Right.
Which, of course, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, we also need to live somewhere.
For sure, yeah. And I mean, if you do rent, don't worry. There are other ways to invest.
There sure are.
As well, because buying is an investment, basically.
Yeah. And I mean, like, even my parents have recently, they sold their home and now are renting.
Uh-huh.
And because they're old, they think it's great.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about, you know, like fixing this or paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, there are other problems that come with renting. Like, you know, my dad has been a landlord for his whole life, and now he has to deal with other landlords who aren't as helpful.
Yes, I see that.
So it's more than just money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of pros and cons for each one of those things.
Exactly.
So what about you guys? I mean, if you're renters, have you ever had one of these experiences where the landlord raises the rent on you and you got to move out?
Ooh, yeah. Left you scrambling to find a new place.
Yeah, for sure. If you have bought a home, congratulations.
Maybe, right? Hopefully.
Maybe,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. When did you get into the market?
Mm-hmm.
Or are there any of our great listeners out there who are priced out of such cities as Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou?
Yeah, those bubbles can hurt.
They can.
All right. We look forward to seeing those comments and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.
Did I lose you? I can change, but you're free to turn and walk the other way. I won't bruise you either way. I don't know if there will be another day. Tell me what's on your mind. I can get you off.